Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Stanley Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Paige Lusbader, Director in the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. Paige is back. She's going to speak with us about a very interesting trend that we're seeing develop, and that is dupe swapping. Paige, welcome back.
Thank you, Natalie. It's good to be back.
Great. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with the concept of dupe swapping, what is it?
Yeah, so it's an interesting new tactic. Dupe swapping are events where retailers call on consumers to trade their knockoff product for the real item in their store. Brands like Lululemon and Athleta have both done events like this, where a consumer trades in a pair of their dupe leggings for a real pair of Lululemon or Athleta leggings.
So that sounds interesting. I know there's certainly a lot of dupe swaps. And you know what? There's dupes for apparel, there's dupes for cosmetics, there's dupes for skincare. But what is the value proposition for a retailer in holding these dupe swap events?
Yeah, there are certainly dupes everywhere you look these days. But the goal for a retailer is to generate customer acquisition. It's a way to get customers in the door to try a product that they wouldn't necessarily ordinarily try. You know, if a customer sees that their $25 pair of leggings needs to be repurchased multiple times a year, but the one pair of leggings they got in this dupe swap has a better quality and lasts longer, they may win that customer over. And even if, you know, the customer can't afford the item now, they might be able to in the future when the customer has more discretionary income. Additionally, these brands are donating and recycling these dupe swap products, which helps promote sustainability.
That's a really interesting way to create brand loyalty, right? So you bring us your dupe, we'll give you our product, and hopefully that creates, you love it, and that creates a brand loyalty, and you come back many, many times in the future.
Absolutely, that's the goal.
So do you think that these results are sustainable? Do you think they're happening? What kind of results have retailers had to date that have tried this dupe swap theory?
So the jury's still out from a financial impact perspective, but the brands that have tested this out are seeing more than a 200% increase in new customers that would have not purchased from this brand before. And now they're on these retailers' mailing lists, you know, getting coupons, getting promotions that they weren't getting before. So to your point about customer loyalty, they're building that customer loyalty by being on these mailing lists that they wouldn't have been on before.
And do you think that this trend is going to continue? Is it something that's really going to take off this year?
So with the rise in dupes everywhere, I see more brands holding these events as a way to generate new customers and create social buzz around these brands. But I don't know if it'll have a large financial impact for retailers in the current year. But as you said before, it's really about building consumer loyalty. And this is a long-term play for retailers to build that loyalty going forward.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a way to get new customer acquisition in a relatively defined, I don't want to say inexpensive way, because you are giving away your product, but it's defined as to what you're willing to spend. So I think it's a very unique proposition for retailers and to do customer acquisition. Thank you, Paige. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in this episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to tune into the next episode so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.